With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening. Thanks for joining me. The season after Epiphany comes at one of the darkest periods of the calendar year, but it's also the beginning of the gradual shift to more light. So today's edition of With Heart and Voice is a program titled Songs of Light, and will focus on music of light and hope. Great works by Ramanch, Gretchaninoff, Rutter, and others. We'll begin with organ music of George Oldroyd, one of his three liturgical improvisations. This one, number three, is titled Verbum Supernum, with the inscription, Pour light upon us from above, and fire our hearts with thy strong love. Jonathan Ryan plays the organ of the Cathedral of St. John Birchmans in Shreveport. Jonathan Ryan played Liturgical Improvisation No. 3, Verbum Supernum, by George Oldroyd. The organ was at the Cathedral of St. John Birchman's in Shreveport, Louisiana. Two hymns of light are next, both sung by the Sheffield Cathedral Choir. First is Christ is the World's True Light, with a tune harmonized by Bach. That'll be followed by O Trinity of Blessed Light, with a tune by John Bishop. Neil Taylor conducts.
You are always, wherever.
two hymns about light sung by the choir of Sheffield Cathedral. We just heard O Trinity of Blessed Light, and earlier we heard Christ is the World's True Light. Neil Taylor conducted with Peter Hagenbotham at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Prolific Canadian choral composer Imant Ramanj was born in Latvia in 1943, though he grew up in Canada and studied music in Toronto. The rich heritage of Latvian consciousness and Orthodox spirituality pervade his works nonetheless, as we'll hear in our next selection. His composition, Come My Light, is based on a 17th century text by St. Dmitry of Rostov that offers a series of invocations. Come My Light, Come My Life, Come My Physician, Come Flame of Divine Love, and Come My King. The Vancouver Chamber Choir sings under the direction of John Washburn. Music of Imant Ramanj on With Heart and Voice.
Come my light, come my life, till you may find.
Come My Light by Latvian-Canadian composer Imant Ramij was performed by the Vancouver Chamber Choir, led by John Washburn. Renaissance music by Robert White is next, as we hear his setting of Christe qui lux es et dies, Christ the Light and the Day. In this motet, he alternates plain chant with a harmonically rich polyphony. Stile Antico sings this music, which dates from late in the reign of Queen Mary.
Thank you.
Music of Robert White, a 16th century contemporary of William Byrd. We heard Christe qui lux esset dies, performed by Stile Antico. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Max Miller was the organ professor at Boston University for 42 years and organist of the school's Marsh Chapel, among numerous other roles he filled on the music and theology faculty there. We'll hear organ music he composed next, a piece entitled Ecce Jam Noctis, Lo, the Dim Shadows of the Night Are Waning. The piece was inspired by a text of Pope St. Gregory the Great. Murray Forbes Somerville plays the organ of All Saints Church, Worcester, Massachusetts. Ecce Jam Noctis by Max B. Miller was performed by organist Murray Forbes Somerville at the Parish of All Saints, Worcester, Massachusetts. Alexander Gratchaninoff's gorgeous Holy Radiant Light is next, setting an early Greek hymn by Sophronius and translated by Noble Kane. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale in this performance.
Oh,
Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in the rich and luxuriant setting of Holy Radiant Light by Alexander Gretchaninoff. For his anthem, The Lord is My Light and My Salvation, John Rutter chose a substantial selection of verses from Psalm 27. He ties the various choral sections of the work together with a beautiful and languorous clarinet melody that appears throughout the piece and displays Rutter's gift for melody. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in this performance, accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia with clarinetist David Ricks.
Of men will live.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own composition, a setting of Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." David Ricks played clarinet, and they were all joined by the City of London Sinfonia. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue with another substantial work of John Rutter, which incorporates significant references to light. His Hymn to the Creator of Light is, in my opinion, one of his finest works, and it's written in homage to Herbert Howells. It was composed for the dedication in 1992 of a window in Howells' memory located at Gloucester Cathedral. The Dale Warland Singers perform it superbly, as we'll hear them sing under the direction of Dale Warland.
Thank you.
Dale Warland led the Dale Warland Singers in Hymn to the Creator of Light by John Rutter. Throughout a long career as canon musician at Seattle's St. Mark's Cathedral, Peter Hallock composed a large number of works for the choir there, many of them based on psalms. We'll hear his exquisite setting of verses from Psalm 27 next, as the cathedral choir from the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque sings "The Lord is My Light." Ian Quinn directs, and Maxine Theveneau plays the organ. "The Lord is My Light" by Peter Hallock was performed by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque. Ian Quinn directed. Mack Wilberg, current director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, is also a prolific composer and arranger in his own right. And next, we'll hear his serenely beautiful setting of a text by his frequent collaborator, David Warner, "O Light of Life." Craig Jessup conducts the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and orchestra at Temple Square in this performance.
Thank you.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square performed O Light of Life by Mack Wilberg and conducted by Craig Jessup. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of light and hope in this dark period of the calendar year. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.